this year, Christmas, the deeper meaning of Christmas, may be more relevant than ever. At this rather dark time in our lives, we may actually more fully appreciate that Jesus' birth has traditionally represented the coming of the light. The coming of the light. We could all use a little more light right now, a little more lightness, couldn't we? So let's see what the Christmas story might tell us. Well, first of all, it is significant, the timing of Jesus' birth. According to the story, he was born in the middle of the night on the longest day of the year. Well, that might not be factually accurate. We don't know precisely the date that he was born. So while it may not be factually true, it is still meaningful and significant and intentional. You see, night and darkness represent blindness or limited vision. Now, when we're in the dark, it's kind of easy to get lost, right? We might lose our way. We might wander around. Sometimes when we're in the dark, we feel afraid. We can't see what is happening around us. And we don't know what's coming next. And certainly the night we associate with being asleep when we are unaware and unconscious. And so by telling us that Jesus was born in the deepest darkness in the middle of the night, the gospel writers were conveying that this was a time when essentially people were sort of spiritually asleep, when a lot of them were feeling lost and alone and afraid. Well, we can see how that would be so. We think about what was going on at those times until Jesus came along to lift up the Jewish people, in particular the Jewish peasants. Until he came along with this empowering message, we can imagine that they were living a pretty miserable life. They were poor. They were oppressed. They were powerless. They were living under Roman rule and some very constraining religious dogma. We can well imagine in the darkness of those times, them wondering, where is their hope? Where is the light? And their answer came in the form of Jesus. His birth was described as the coming of the light, searing into that dark time, this radiant, brilliant presence. And we find this emphasized in the gospel stories about the birth of Jesus. They are found in Matthew and Luke, and they are resplendent with light. In Matthew, the star of Bethlehem shines in the night sky to guide the wise men to the place of Jesus' birth. In Luke, the night is filled with light, radiant with the glory of the Lord, as angels bring the news of Jesus' birth to shepherds keeping watch over their flocks. And the glory of the Lord shone all around them. Well, that word glory means radiance or luminosity. So all of this rich imagery and language to convey light, brilliance. And these joyful references to light convey this exquisite sense of anticipation and excitement surrounding Jesus' birth. At last, hope had arrived, finally, light in the darkness. Well, 2,000 years later, many of us are looking for light in the darkness, particularly now. Many of us are also searching for hope and faith. And so as we go about this own journey of ours, what might we be able to learn from the Christmas story? How might we be able to apply it in our lives today? What is there for us to relate to now? Well, as it turns out, quite a lot. If we interpret the Christmas story metaphysically, we find that the story of Jesus' birth is not just about him. It's about us. It's about our spiritual awakening. It's about new light coming into our consciousness. It is about the birth of the Christ within us. Now, I realize that for those of you who may be new to unity, these terms may be a little confusing, so let me just explain. In unity, Jesus is the man from Galilee. But when we talk about the Christ is the perfect expression of God in humankind, perfect divinity in human form. Well, certainly Jesus epitomized that. He realized that. He exemplified the Christ. But that same Christ potential is within us. You see, in our spiritual essence, we are like Jesus. And indeed, he wanted us to know that. Did he not say, "You are the light of the world," and then bid us to let our light shine? Did he not also say, "What I have done, you shall do too, and greater things still"? In unity, we say Jesus was the great example, not the great exception, but the great example. And at Christmas, we can focus on rediscovering our spiritual self, that innate potential within us, rediscovering the light of the Christ within us. There's a beautiful line in the 19th century hymn, "Oh, Little Town of Bethlehem," that really captures this. It says, "Oh, Holy Child of Bethlehem, be born in us today." So the babe in the manger is our true self, our Christ self. And like the newborn Jesus, we have the divine imprint of God in us. We too are holy, precious, and radiant. We too are the glory of God made manifest. And so what this means is that the same light that Jesus brought into the world is in us. It's an intrinsic part of our very being. It is there, whether we realize it or not. And what that tells us is that no matter what we may go through in our lives, no matter how difficult it may get, that we can always find this Christ light within us. And around us as well, right? And other people. And it will see us through. So this is the beauty of the Christmas story when we interpret it symbolically and realize this has profound meaning for each of us. And you know, I have always loved it in unity, that when we celebrate Christmas, we not only take advantage of the opportunity to honor and celebrate our way shower, but we also get to tune in to the spiritual truth of our own being. The Christ within, as we say. And yet I also acknowledge that saying that, the Christ within, or even talking about the Christ, can seem a little esoteric. Is it not so? It's sort of ethereal and intangible. But this year, something has happened for me that has changed that. And it's been momentous. I have a painting of Jesus in my office. I'll show it to you in just a moment. I love this painting. It was there before I came, and it shows Jesus in a pose you've probably seen before in paintings and pictures, like this, you know, looking right at the viewer. And so from time to time, I talk to this painting. I did also consult with the master to get, you know, whatever guidance might be mine to receive. And every Sunday before I come out to speak, I stand before it for a few moments and just open myself to hear whatever I'm supposed to hear. And the message is almost always, just love them. Well, a few weeks ago, I was in my meditation, and I decided to bring this image of the painting into my mind. Here it is. It's show and tell. So here it is. So I brought this image into my mind because I was really, seeking a little divine love and guidance, right? So I was thinking about it and just kind of take it into my heart. And then something shifted. And instead of this image being in the painting outside of me, this image came inside of me. And suddenly I had this sense of this presence inside of my own body, my own physical being. It was like Jesus being within me. And I because of this, I imagine he was quite tall. I felt myself sit up a little bit straighter. And I immediately just felt the greatest warmth wash over me, the greatest peace, the greatest calm and assurance. It was amazing. And you know, that particular day, I had a difficult day coming up. I had some challenging things that were on my mind. And what I found is that each time I thought about this presence within me, I just felt bolstered. I felt strength. I felt as if it was saying to me, "You got this. You got this." But also just such beautiful divine love. Now, I realize that by sharing this, this may sound a little strange to you. Really, I'm okay. I've not gone off the deep end, but what it made me realize is that for me, it helps for the Christ to have a face and a form. It helps me to have an image that I can bring into my mind and into my heart. It's sort of like that saying about a child who's learning about God and says, "I get it that God is the energy out here, but sometimes I need God with skin on. I think sometimes I need the Christ with a face and a form." And I found that ever since that episode, ever since that meditation, that it's still here. I'm still feeling that. I think that I always will. A touchstone for me, a place to return to. To sort of have that bigger sense of God at work in me and in my life. Well, I offer this to you in case it might also be of use to you, and I realize that it may not. But perhaps it may help as you try to connect with the Christ within you. Maybe it just serves as a little bit of a reminder. Because this is the truth. See, the Christ is right here. Now that I can picture that, I love that because I have an image of it, this light within me, and it's a very loving light and a very wise, calming, sweet presence. However you choose to think about the Christ, it is my fondest hope that during this holiday season, as we each sort of soldier on and navigate what is before us, that you find some way of reconnecting with the glory of God within you as a strengthening spiritual practice. You know, the truth is that the Christmas story is not just about an event that happened long ago far across the sea. It's not just the story of a cold night in a barren stable where a young woman gave birth to a child. Because the Christmas story is your story, and it's my story. It reminds us that no matter what we may be going through in our lives, no matter how difficult it may be, no matter how much we may mess up or suffer setbacks or losses, that we have within us this eternal light and this eternal strength shining in us and guiding us on. And no matter what we're experiencing, no matter how lost in the dark we may feel at times, that light is always there, as we're reminded from Jesus' words in Matthew 28:20. "Lo, I am with you always, to the end of the age." I hope you're feeling that, and I hope you continue to feel that. And to help us remember that the Christ presence is always with us, moving around inside of us wherever we go, I'd like to share one of my very favorite prayers, sort of an abbreviated version of it, but it's one that really gives me great hope and strength and clarity at times. So you might just want to get comfortable in your seat as I share the prayer of St. Patrick in a little bit of abbreviated form here. And then we'll move into our meditation. I'll just take a moment to breathe and release. I arise today through the strength of heaven, light of the sun, splendor of fire, speed of lightning, swiftness of the wind, depth of the sea, stability of the earth, firmness of the rock. I arise today. Christ with me. Christ before me. Christ behind me. Christ in me. Christ beneath me. Christ above me. Christ on my right. Christ on my left. Christ when I lie down. Christ when I sit down. Christ in the heart of everyone who thinks of me. Christ in the mouth of everyone who speaks of me. Christ in the eye that sees me. Christ in the ear that hears me. I arise today through the mighty strength of the Lord of creation. I invite you to breathe into that presence, that knowing, your own personal connection with the Christ in you. Breathing in deeply. And letting go. Feel this beautiful warmth spread through all of your physical being. Sense this lovely inner light spreading throughout every cell of your body. This healing, brilliant, sacred light. Breathe into it as you release any human worries or concerns, any burdens you may be carrying. Let it all go. And say yes to this presence within you. Yes. Allow it to heal you. Allow it to move through you. And enjoy a few moments of divine peace in the silence. We go forward from this time together this morning. So we go forward into our day and the week ahead. We allow this place of peace, that all sanctuary within us, to be our sanctuary, our touchstone, our remembering of what the season is all about, the eternal light that shines so brightly in each of us and in our world. We bless it. We see it. We feel it. And we say, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. And so it is. Amen.